This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win, order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required, points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and your favourite podcasts.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here. Now be sure to watch Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV by subscribing on YouTube and following them on social media for all the latest Leicester City news and information. Come on, you foxes!
Listen on your favourite podcast platform
or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Right, Chris.
All right there. All right at the back. How are we doing? Welcome along. How the devil are you all? It's a special. It's the football show. It is a special. I better explain this to you because about a week or so ago, there was a show out there that was done by one of the so-called, how can we call it, Greedy Six, ESL Six, Pain in the Arse Six, I don't know what you want to call them, but you know the clubs I mean, and it was the best 11 players from that team, from those six teams, and I thought, you know, that is typical of the fans of those sort of clubs, and I thought, I'll get a get-together, there's some guys I know out there, some really clever football fans out there that support clubs that aren't one of those six. But they weren't available, so I've got this lot that are joining me tonight, and we're going to pick the best 11 from available. They don't have to be fit, they just have to be sort of registered in the squad and the manager from the rest of the Premier League. I don't like to say the best of the rest, because I think they're proper clubs, etc. But that's what we're going to be doing tonight. This is Leicester Till I Die, and this is where you can find us, watch us, and listen to us.
Taking
to the next level.
Indeed, we are all over. So let's get them in. I'm going to feel a bit like Cilla Black now. Not that I'll get her, because she's no longer with us. A bit like Cilla Black on Blind Date. And we'll say, contestant number one, your name and where are you from, please?
Hi, my name's Jack, and I like taking long walks on the beach.
I'm Jack. Alone.
Jack from Matchday Vlogs, here again with the shirts, here again, you know, to put... make a starting Southampton 11. I'm excited for you to agree with me in every choice I make.
I'm wearing that shirt. I just... why do you have to always wear it when you come on the show?
I told you, this is now my Leicester Till My Die shirt. I can't go out the house leaving it, wearing it, so because I get eggs thrown at me. So this is saved exclusively for you in your show.
I'm honoured. Yeah, I am honoured, sir. You know, maybe I need to go out and buy one.
I don't know what, you know, I'll get, I was about to say I get Leicester Till I Die on the back, but that'd be weird. That'd be a weird thing for me to do. I'll just get Chris, I'll put on the back, and then everyone
that's
knows.
That's it, yes, yeah. That's very close to stalking, mate.
but what's you know, what's that in 2021? That's just friendship, mate. That's extreme friendship.
You worry me now. I've got the police on speed dial.
I ain't coming to Bournemouth.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where are you from, please?
I'm Andy, and I'm a West Ham fan from Essex. I'm an Essex Hammer, and it's a good time to be a Hammer at the minute. So
it certainly is. And what's your site, mate? Oh, you can see there, West Ham Reunited. The links to these two guys' channels are in the description below if you're on YouTube, by the way. So the links are there for you to click on to. But great time, Andy. I mean, I was on the show last night with ex Leicester player Julian Watts, and we were saying this season there's no reason why, and I know we're going to be discussing this even on Monday when I come on your show, but there's no reason why you can't go on and win something this season.
Yeah, but like I said, mate, I think I've upset a few people, so we'll save it for our show, because how can you call something after 11 games?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't call Leicester winning after 37, so, you know, if there is a way that we could cock things up, Leicester would do it.
But like you said, this is the purpose of this show. How nice would it be for a non-Super 6, whatever you want to call them, winning the title again? It will definitely cause some problems.
As Kevin Keegan once said, I would love it.
Definitely.
There. Contestant number three, where are you from? And what's your name and where are you from, please?
I am Brad, and I'm here to make an emergency appeal of hope that people will donate generously to the cause of Jack, who is currently wearing his midlife crisis on live TV for us all. So if you could please kindly donate to help Jack, that would help me.
If I spin fast enough, you know, epileptics out there, so you just be careful, okay? Just it's a good look.
No strobe lights.
I love it.
Cheers, Brad. Cheers for that, mate. Cheers.
You're welcome, buddy. Brad, I am hoping here, Brad, that as Leicester, that you're going to hold the Leicester end up and sort of get as many players in there as you can. Not that I'm going to be biased. You understand that?
Yeah. No spoiler alerts, but I might be a Leicester till I die, but I'm not delusional. It's safe to say that I won't be picking any of the centre packs right now.
Well, you could please Jack, because we've got off of last season Southampton.
Bertrand,
you put nine past them and you bought them. Why would you do it, you idiot?
Can I just say, I am going to clip that. We hadn't mentioned that, Jack. We always said we would not mention that, and you brought the 9-0.
That's fine, mate. That's fine. You bought that defence. I'll talk about it all you want. They're not on my job anymore.
Yeah, and we now see why we beat you 9-0.
Technically, Bertrand Bertrand only stuck around for one goal because he was sent off after that goal. So he didn't concede the other eight. Vestergaard on the other hand, all right, fair dues. He got 15 million for that.
So, you could say he caused the downfall.
Yeah, he definitely played his part. He obviously got the call off Brendan before that game and then realised it was next. It was in the summer he was going. He was like, damn it.
Premier League sleeper, man.
Can I just say, Jack, thank you so much. How you managed to keep a straight face when you came on my show to tell me how good Vestergaard was when we were after him.
I sold you down the river, didn't I?
This was Jack after the show.
It's time for the smug face.
It's time for the smug face now.
He's had it ever since.
Yeah, I honestly have.
We'll see. You've got to come to our place, yeah. And you know what? Yeah. You come to our place, I would love it. I'm not being honest, I would love it if we put 3 or 4 past you.
Tell you, just honestly, say this. I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Yeah. Same way I felt against Villa on Friday night. I just loved it. Oh, Chris is beating himself. That's a real blessing.
I'm not even involved in this. I'm up at the top of the table. What's happening down there doesn't bother me at all. But no, thanks to Andy for popping on. It was very last minute. He rushed his dinner down and because we did have somebody who was stuck on the M25. But so let's start this off. My system at this end is going really, really slow. So bear with me with this, guys. Here we go. In fact, I think we might be better off doing it that way. Then we're not covering the goalkeeper up. Let's start with the goalkeeper, and we'll come to Andy first from West Ham. Who would you nominate as the goalkeeper for this team?
I'm stuck between two because obviously, like you said, this is sort of the two ones what spring to mind. The two what spring to mind for me is either Martinez from Villa, even though the last few games he has been a bit ropey, but last season especially, I thought he was outstanding. And my second one is, you're going to probably laugh at this, is Jordan Pickford. I've always liked him. I've always liked... I think he's a good goalie.
That really got me.
We're not laughing.
You do realise I was joking as well, yeah? You do realise how...
I think I just killed Jack off. Yeah.
Because he gifted us a goal when we played him, and he was bad. He was bad. But no. If my solid opinion, the other one I had was the Crystal Palace goalie, Guaita. I think he's a very good player, but I'm going to stick with my guns and go with Martinez.
Martinez, right. I'm just looking here because I do have some stats up. Brad knows I like a bit of stats. And Martinez there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it certainly in the top six? I'm not going to say if you take the Chelsea goalkeeper out who's second because Jack will get a bit big-headed. But
Yeah, I will.
Yes. Who are you going for by chance, Jack?
You know what? Here's the thing, right? I could very easily say McCarthy because I see where his stats are this season and he is playing very well. But
yeah,
he's still, he's still conceded a lot last season. He's got the dip in him. So, you know, we can all just appreciate. I'll put his case out now. He's doing wicked this season. But in reality, I think Martinez too. I think he's just that. The way, you know, he mugged Bruno off for those penalties. I love that. Yeah. Like, and when we play Villa at the weekend, I so want to score past him because he's that goalkeeper. If he's on your team, he's wicked.
Were you on the pitch then, Jack?
No, yeah, pretty much. Have you not seen Mike? He almost jumps over that balcony every time we score. So
when you're saying that you wanted to score past him, I thought you'd been picked in the team.
You know what? Sometimes I do look at the stewards and I'm like, I could get on there. I won't.
Why would you want to?
Pick on the old steward. Pick on the old one.
Oh, they're all just young and skinny at St. Mary's. Just a good push.
We weren't speaking about the 9-0. Who was in goal for the 9-0? Whatever happened to him?
Angus Gunn. He's gone somewhere. I can't even remember now. He's got. We just sent him away. We just sent
I think he's probably in National League now, isn't he?
But let's keep in mind that the second 9-0 was Alex McCarthy, and he just had no confidence. So the confidence is coming back, and you're seeing it in the form. But that's more about the defence, which we'll get into. But for me, no, I think Martinez is a wicked goalkeeper. I thought he was going to be Arsenal's new number one, and then I thought it was ridiculous that they sold him. And then I think you went on to see, you know, Leno absolutely fail. And now they're just sort of starting to survive again with Ramsdale. But no, for me, I think, yeah, Martinez.
Yeah, yeah. Two good shouts there for the same guy. Brad? Please don't mention the Arsenal goalkeeper. He makes one good save and apparently he's doubled his value.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean, you can double nothing all you like, but, I looked through a few stats for some of the positions because, honestly, I was trying to put it all together and I kept thinking of players and I was like, are they doing as well as they're doing or is it just because they've had a few good games? So I kind of got torn between two because Sarr, the Wolves keeper, Ruben Chiesa was a big loss for Wolves, in my humble opinion, and him stepping into that, into there and doing the job he's done, I think he's done really well for Wolves. And judging it off just purely this season, which is a team we're building, the other name I got down is one that's already been mentioned, which is Guaita from Crystal Palace. Probably one of the surprise packages of the season has been Crystal Palace in its entirety because a lot of people thought Vieira, he's going to be another player, come manager, come sacked after 6 months sort of thing. And Crystal Palace were probably going to be worse than Norwich, but they're proving me wrong. So if I had to put it between them two, I would probably just get rid of him and go with Guaita for Crystal Palace. That's my choice of goalkeeper. For this season, I would go with that.
Yeah. I think that's what we're basing it on, how they're doing this season. I mean, I must admit, and there's no way we could go for him with the season we're having, but it's inconceivable to think that Casper didn't even get a mention from the three of you, and that kind of probably sums Leicester season up, you know. I don't think I think we'll probably be back up to the forwards before we hear a Leicester player mentioned, but yes, it's a shame, but there we go. But I'm afraid with two votes to one, it has to go to Martinez. Now, that made my job very easy, didn't it?
Well, Guaita got two votes, technically, right? Didn't he? They had to pick one,
and that was their choice. Sorry. But Guaita, just get an honourable mention. We'll put him on the subs bench. He can be the sub goalkeeper.
Keep it warm. It's because I remember him saying, too, I forgot you picked one. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. But you go and watch this, Brad. He doesn't let anybody get away with anything, you know. Andy, left back. And I know you're probably really, really dying to say Ryan Bertrand here, but who do you seriously think is going to be a contender at left back?
I've got two players who are three players who are I'm going to mention for West Ham to give them a shout, and the left back isn't. I've got to be honest, like from the way we've started, but left back position, as much as I love Aaron Creswell, he's not the best the best left back outside the top six. And the one I'm going to give it for is Rico Henry from Brentford. I've been a huge fan of him. I've been wanting him at West Ham for the last two or three years, even before Brentford come up. He started the season well, and he got his first Premier League goal on Saturday. So that's the first one what come to my head. And the only other one which come close was, I forgot his blooming name now. Where's he gone?
I've heard of him.
Digne from Everton as well. If I'm going on current form this season, and I'll probably have to give it to Rico.
Right, let's just. I think my. All coming. My computer just goes so slow at the moment. I think I need a second mouse in the wheel. Jack, you're dying to put Bertrand in there, aren't you?
Yeah, man. He's been enough in the top form this season. Probably the deal of the summer. It probably goes Bertrand, then Messi. So good job for that. But I mean, in reality, guys, I can't go this show without talking about Southampton's fullbacks this season because they're all just wicked. Every one of them is so good. Kyle Walker-Peters was probably closing down to be one of the best right backs in the league last season, but now this young 18-year-old has kicked him out to the left side, and turns out Kyle Walker-Peters is just as good on the left side.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get him, Brad? Why didn't we get him?
I honestly, guys, you just made some real, real rash decisions this summer, and it's not worked out for you. But it hasn't worked out for Villa either, so it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, guy, like yeah, Kyle Walker-Peters, during the summer, he was just relentless with training. Like he put so many videos up of him training, and we were so ready for it. And then we were so scared when we realised that Livramento is that good on the right, because got to a point where we're like, we might lose Kyle Walker-Peters here because of this. But instead, he's gone to the other side, and he's just been amazing. And he's getting more and more confident with his left. I'm kind of stonewall with putting these two in the team. So Kyle Walker-Peters is my shout for the left back.
Not a bad shout at all, that one. Brad?
I've just been a big admirer of my choice of left back. I also like the way that some people try and pronounce his name. I just think it's funny how the emphasis on it. So I'm going to try and say it how I've heard it pronounced. It just makes me giggle. And that is, and I'm going to bring up Ryan Bertrand just for you, mate, because you tried to pronounce him as if he was French, Bertrand.
Bertrand. No, don't start me off. I've just got out of the habit of that. I was going to set him up a little bit, you know.
I had to correct your pronunciation on his name, but I'm going to go for someone who is actually French, and I'm going to go for Digne on the left. Digne is just one of them that stand out for me as a name. He's very reliable for Everton. He doesn't always get the praise he does for the work he does for him at the back. In what's been a very indifferent start for Everton this season, I think he's truly stood out a mile away on that left side. I was tempted by Cresswell, but I've got a couple of players from that side that I want to get in this team that I think has got more of a viable chance. So I've got Digne down as my choice, or Digne, as they like to call him.
old Digne. Old Digne.
Yeah. Old Digne. Old Digne.
That's it.
I tried to sex Ryan Bertrand up, but I don't think I could sex Vestergaard up if I tried.
I don't think all the Viagra in the world could do that for Vestergaard.
Right, so this is going to... I've got to choose one then, haven't I? Everton have been disappointing, I've got to be honest with you. Had we done this maybe earlier in the season, because Brentford started off like somebody on Viagra, really, didn't they? But it's slowly wearing off now. I still have them down to be the most successful of the three that come up, and I do stick by that. But it does pain me to say this. You don't know how much it pains me to say this, but I'm having to go with Jack here, and I'm going to give it to Walker-Peters.
And he's handsome. Look at him. God, you're going to see that a lot in the Southampton players because we're putting them all in the squad. So
you've got to feel though that his parents must be big fans of Kyle Walker
or Martin Peters, for that matter.
There was a great bit in the Spurs Amazon doc where Jose's talking to him and he's just like, "Is Kyle Walker Peters? Yeah. So is it Walker or Peters? He's like Walker Peters. He's like too long." Too long.
I often think whether it's like the mother not really knowing who the father is. I'll give him both names and I'm covered. Yeah, you know? Get paternity off both of them, allegedly, I should say, allegedly. So, I just think, you know, you're up at the moment, Southampton, where you're one place behind us, one point behind us. And I don't mean this disrespectfully, but you're having a good season so far. Having said that, that's no guarantee with Southampton, is it? But
no, we know where we were last season, but everything's more settled now. We've got a deeper squad, and this guy on the left, It's the, when Bertrand came to you, I did say that I think we could have more going down that left hand side. And now we've got him, it's like, yeah, you can have a lot more going down that side.
Just remember, you've always got 9 reasons why it could all go wrong.
Oh, hey, stop it.
Which club will it be this season?
Right, switching over to the other side, Andy, who's your choice for a right back? Yeah.
I think you probably know who it is. It's Southampton's right back, Livramento.
Here we go.
He's unreal. I thought we had a gem with 5 million what we paid for Vladimir Soufal, but he's not been at the best this season. He's not, obviously he picked that injury up, but if you're going on current form, yeah, definitely. Livramento, and I don't see him being a Southampton player for very much longer. So that's the reason why I'm putting him in here now, because he'll be in the other league probably, the top six.
That £25 million buyback clause, it'll come.
I think they might offer it in January, mate. You never know.
do you see him still being there, Jack?
Just because for right now, let's not be too hasty with it. He is wicked, but they're still. After the Villa game on Friday, the Villa game was probably his worst game for us so far. He didn't have a bad game, but he was very much shut out, and his defensive positioning wasn't amazing that game. So there's a lot to progress, but he's just got no ceiling really. Like, there's even talks that he'll play further up. I mean, beginning of the season, we were talking about playing Kyle Walker-Peters behind him and letting him run forward. I mean, you know, Gareth Bale started for us as a left back, so that you know they're thinking that sort of thing for him, that kind of projection. That's the way they're talking about him. So. He's just been wicked. Like, to see him at the game, you know, guys, after not being at the games for like a year and a half, finally coming back and seeing him, you're like, oh, I love football. Football's great.
You're going to have to spell his name for me, though.
No worries. I can do that. Livramento.
Oh, I've got him here. Yeah. And you're both agreeing on that one, which really, Brad, makes you...
Just say Livramento, dude. Just say it.
I came in to the streaming and I said that Livramento looks awesome. He was on my board, so it was a full house, mate. I'm not even going to deny it. I had him written down.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. I'll leave.
You're welcome. You're not winning one of your midfielders though, because there's one like that's going in. There's no arguments about it. No fans or buts. You get it. Chris is the only one who'll understand.
Right, let's. We're gonna have a team of Southampton. I couldn't believe this.
I knew it. I told you. I didn't lie. Did I when I came in?
Right, he looks about 12.
I know, right?
I think the same about Kevin De Bruyne, the bait and face assassin. It's sickening.
I'm pretty sure I saw Livramento hit somebody on an electric scooter in town the other week. I'm pretty sure of it, but I could be wrong.
I'm pretty amazed he plays late at night. Surely he's got a curfew.
He can't watch matches today, can he? He's not allowed.
Yeah.
Sunday repeats. Sunday repeats.
Yeah, can't watch them tackles. It's too violent for your son. Go to bed.
Well, you know, 11 games, 4 clean sheets. But we've got to say a couple of Southampton players in there. Well done so far, Jack.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Don't worry.
I didn't think we'd have many sort of Leicester ones in the back here. But are we going to find a West Ham at the centre back at all, Andy? It doesn't really matter which side you go. If you agree with each other, then just say the same one and we'll choose somebody else in the other position.
My one is Kurt Zouma, mate. I think he's a Rolls Royce of a centre-half. And the fact that we only paid 27 million and Arsenal paid 50 million for Ben White, I don't think there's much comparison. And he's still only young, 25, 26. Still got a bright future and obviously... got that fantastic goal the weekend. And it's not just him, what he's done to the team, the confidence, what he's done to the whole team. Like, it's breathtaking. Young Ben Johnson's been playing right back and he's just helped him settle in. Yeah. So, obviously, he's been around the block as well. So, yeah, Kurt Zouma for me, Chris.
Yeah,
sounds like you're agreeing, Brad.
I've got a Kotsuma as well. I mean, he, for me, it's kind of funny because he's been to more clubs than Trevor Benjamin. You'll remember, you know Trevor Benjamin, don't you, Chris?
Indeed. Yeah, how could I not know the mighty Trevor Benjamin?
Yeah. And for a guy who's been around a bit, like good old Trev there, you'd think he would have lost his way a bit, knocked his confidence, and he might be a player you're talking about that's faded away from his Chelsea loanee days and is playing in the Championship. But he's gone into a West Ham side who everybody thought just had a one-off season, and clearly they're not this season with how well they're doing. You know, talks of comparisons to our title-winning season and what they're doing right now in terms of points and how they're playing. Zuma had to go in there. It's incredible what he's done because he's come from the depths of Chelsea's long-lost reserves and loanees to being a major star for West Ham. He has to go in that team for me. I can't see a way he doesn't.
And he's also got two more Premier League medals than Harry Kane has.
Yeah. Yes. Well, three quarters of the Premier League of that and all.
I thought you'd like that, Andy.
I don't like Tottenham. I don't know if you know.
We kind of would have guessed that. Jack, are you going to go for Full House or are you going to pop somebody else up there as an option?
Yeah, mate, he's big, he's hard, he's Yannick Vestergaard. He's been having a great time.
He's in.
Zuma's on all
no,
my
No, you've said it now. You've said I'm going to take your first answer.
Hey, that's fine. If you want to lock that in just for the boys, Zuma will still get in the team. No, I just think Zuma's been great. Zuma reminds me of a bit of like Lingard from last season where he's come from one of these bigger sides and he's come to West Ham. He's like, oh, this is much better here. This is great. The atmosphere is good. And he's come in. He just fit right in. And I just love seeing him in this West Ham squad because when I see these sort of teams like doing this well, I'm just like, oh, I hope they've got those things to go the distance. And one of those things is just a wicked, wicked centre back. And you've got him. You've got him.
He's in a full house. I couldn't not put him in, although, like I say, you joked at Vestergaard. I started to write him down. You know, he will come good. I don't know whether I'll be alive to see it or not, but he will come good at some point. Brad, let's come to you first. And with Leicester's defensive frailties this season, I don't think we're going to get anybody in there. But who are you going to go for the other centre-back position?
Now, bearing in mind my disdain for this club, this was quite hard to write this name down, but when a bloke's like 16 foot tall and his last name resembles a basketball manoeuvre, and as much as I don't like the club he plays for, I can't help but deny the fact, if you look at his stats, that Lewis Dunk is one of the best in the Premier League right now in terms of a centre-back choice. And that's including the hateful six. I mean, the big six. I mean, top six. I mean, the sky six or whatever you call them. Honestly, I was trying to avoid putting a Brighton debt player down on this team just because of my disdain for them, if I'm honest with them, and all the Graham Potter hype. Lewis Dunk was next to Zuma in my centre-back partnership. I think he's having a great season, and all 16 foot of him is the reason Brighton are probably doing so well.
Did we bought the wrong six-footer, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
You were close.
Yeah, we got the Titanic. Six,
yeah.
Six-foot.
But I thought you loved Graham Potter and Brighton, Brad. Rhetorical. Go there. We haven't got time.
Thanks for having me on, but Chris has just mocked me by saying that I like Brighton's Graham Potter and his hype train. I'm off.
he's gone, otherwise we could have been here for 2 hours. Oh, he's back. Jack, are you a Dunk fan?
You know what, I'm the same as you, Brad. I don't like Brighton. You know, there's only one team on the South Coast.
Do you want a stat as well?
Go on, give it
about Brighton. West Ham have never beaten Brighton in the Premier League.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Come on, step up this season.
Yeah. We've got them on the 1st of December, so hopefully.
Dunk is on my list, but I'm really hesitant to say him because I don't want to. But let's talk about Mohamed Salisu from Southampton, shall we? Because boy, is he pocketing defences right now. I mean, he was out for half of last season, and then he came towards the end, and Southampton still weren't great. But then he's been in this season, and you know, we've shut out United, we've shut out City. You know, so we got our clean sheets are because of him. You know, but that's why McCarthy isn't in goal for this, because we're getting clean sheets because Salisu is in front of him, and he's great, guys. Honestly, you'd be gutted if you saw what you took and what you could have had.
Like, you're enjoying this, aren't you?
I am. Like, I really am. It's not often I get to be in this position, so you know, it's usually they take our players and they're Virgil van Dijk, but instead, you went to the other end. But no, honestly, like Mohamed Salisu, he's been so good for us, and for a team that we were so leaky last season, you know, we conceded more goals than anyone last season. We conceded, you know, more goals than West Brom. We were bad, and this season we are smashing it. So you've got to put him in there. Got to put the big man in there.
Andy,
Chris, you're going to hate me, but I actually agree with Jack. He's absolutely outstanding. He literally.
I'm sorry, your microphone's gone off. Can't hear you. What you saying? Oh, was that Soyuncu? Right. Okay.
No. When Jack come on after the Southampton. So that was he literally Benrahma, Bowen, Antonio. No one got past him all game. And sorry, Jack. He's probably another one who you probably may struggle to keep hold of. But yeah, I can't believe I've selected two Southampton players already, and I won't spoil it.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
I've got one more, but I won't spoil who it is.
I cannot believe, Brad, pinch me. I mean, this is a team that we beat 9-0, Man United beat 9-0. We're taking, you know, bets on who's it going to be this season, because it seems to be one team every season, and they're trying to get three defenders in that.
Just give me a minute, Chris. I'm going to rub out my team and check up at Southampton starting 11 and just put them in, because this is obviously fixed. So,
I am very tempted here because I do have, of course, the casting vote, and I'm almost tempted to put Vestergaard in there just to stick two fingers at you.
Would it make Southampton player in it just be an X one? Go on, Chris.
If it make feel better, in my notes I did put down Fofana because it's so clear how much you need him.
Yes, yeah.
I honestly think Fofana, if he was fit, would be in this squad.
You see, guys. If you listened at the start of the show, I didn't say they had to be fit.
Oh.
Yeah, but we're building
a... No. I didn't say they had to be fit. I just said they had to be in the squad. You can't have somebody who's not been picked for the squad.
What's this? A Leicester fan trying to force in an injured player? Not like Vestergaard.
Player who's not kicked a ball of the season to go in the best 11 from this season. He's not played. If it was just on pure talent alone, we'd be writing a Leicester side out because these guys wouldn't get near it. But yeah,
that's the season. I can't put Salisu. I can't have three.
You're
brave. You've come on wearing that shirt.
All right, Chris. I'll make it fair. The other player I want to pick is Anderson from Crystal Palace. He's been outstanding this year as well. And he's another player.
Turn around and say that Jack was begrudgingly leaving Dunk out the same reason I did, and we both. Technically, Jack went for Dunk first. He just didn't want to say it because he doesn't like Brighton. At least I swallowed my pride and said Dunk. So I'm just saying the original choice that Jack did have, right, was not a Southampton player. I'm just throwing that out there, George. That's all I'm saying.
This is all sounding very top six of you boys, just trying to force out the
We're joining the top eight, the super eight. It was coming in next year.
Well, we're already number seven, mate. So welcome to the club. You know.
Sorry, boys. I'm not on your level. I'll go down. Sorry.
You are saying here that we can't pick a player because he's injured, and yet you don't pick a player because he plays for one of your rivals.
Yeah.
I mean that you can't. You know, that to me, that's, you know, you want your cake and you're eating it.
That's pure football. That's pure football. That is that you're never going to see purer punditry than what I'm giving.
But you're not getting away with it.
I am.
I'm going to put Dunk in there.
This is outrageous.
Well, it was Dunk, Kalusi, or Anderson.
Right, there are some Leicester players that are coming out of my squad. Where are my notes?
I've got to be honest with you. If you've got any Leicester players in there at the moment, I think you're a daft bugger. I've got to be honest with you. But no, I'm going to go for Dunk. Right, and I mean, yeah, I'm not into the Graham Potter hype.
It's just as painful for me. It's just as painful for me, but there's no way he can't get in that team, unfortunately.
He can, because he'll have to put him on the ground.
This is it. Brighton are doing well. Right, Andy, let's start with the midfield. Please, God, no more Southampton players. No, I didn't say that. Andy, who are we going for on the left?
Chris, you're going to be very happy. Harvey Barnes.
Wow. I like that man.
I think he could have been the difference, and you're probably going to think of England winning the Euros. In my opinion, he's that good. Whenever he plays against us, I fear him. And I've not watched in the last couple. Obviously, the goal we got the other day against Leeds, he's finally getting back to the form what he has done, and probably one on one. I don't think there's probably anyone better on the left hand side, as you call it, outside the top six.
Yeah, he hit his best form last season. He's had injuries this season, but he is slowly coming back. And what I like about the guy, without being biased, is the fact that he will run at the defence. You know, he might not, you know, have anything at the end of it, but he does scare and worry the defence. You know, a bit like a dog on a lamppost. But Jack,
do you know what? Harvey Barnes is also my choice, but I don't feel like I should go for it because of how screwed I've just been.
I've put two Southampton players in there. Come on,
that's okay. I mean, fine. I've got two Leicester players in my squad. I'm not gonna prejudge putting a third in there. But no, I'm gonna put. I'm sure it's that side that he played. Does Zaha play on that side?
I don't know. To be honest with you.
He plays up front now, really. I think,
you know what I mean. Like I still class him as a winger, and I think for Palace this season, he's been wicked. I think Palace as a squad this season have been fantastic.
Yeah,
Really sort of been surprised. I think we've all had that idea about where Palace was that season, where they have been for the past 5 years. You know, just sitting in that spot. You know, they're always going to be 12th or 13th. Nothing too exciting. And then you saw the amount of players that left them this season. And I think everyone who stayed has completely stepped up and been playing out of their skin. So yeah, for me, if I'm going to be really, you know, nasty and not choose Barnes, I'm going to put Zaha in there. Zaha is my choice.
So you're going for Zaha? I'll cross Barnes out and put Zaha in then.
Yep.
I'm not inviting you on again.
Amazed you invited me back this time.
Yeah. Brad.
It's a difficult one. With both the left and the right side, because there isn't actually many that spring to mind. You're thinking of left midfielders / left wingers, and the only one that comes to mind that I really think of that's done anything half decent this season is Harvey Barnes. So I tried to come up with maybe one that is doing a bit better, and the only thing I could think of it was a forward who, because we're playing a two up front, I would shift him out to the left because he's probably impressed, and that was Hwang Hee-chan, the Wolves striker, Korean striker.
Where does he play for Wolves, though? Does he
play the thing. The app I use, it only puts them all as forwards. So I knew through others that I could, aren't available to us because we're not picking from them teams. after Harvey Barnes, it was a real struggle to come up with another name. And I don't know if he plays on the left. I think he's actually been better than Harvey Barnes this season. But if he's not, I will go with Harvey Barnes. But can either of you two tell me if he plays on the left side for Wolves? Because if he does, his record for Wolves has been phenomenal. This season, he's done really well.
I think I've mainly seen him up front with Jimenez, personally, the couple games I have. I think they sort of play like wing-backs, don't they? So he's not really...
Yeah, that's the problem with the side of it. I mean, I've got a right-sided one, but I just couldn't think past just, Harvey Barnes for left. Yeah.
Chan, I mean, what I've got to go on, in fairness, is the fact that on the Premier League website, Chan is listed as a forward.
Yeah, and I think that's the same with my right midfielder, who technically isn't a forward, nowhere near a forward. He's definitely a right winger, such right midfielder. There isn't a way out there, but I couldn't find one to kind of go up against Harvey Barnes, because I try not to be as biased with these. You know, we're building a...
Unlike some people, I might say.
So, someone who's building a Southampton 11.
I'm not the one that forced out a fairly voted Southampton player. It was too
Hard. No, he wasn't. You said Dunk, first of all. Then you just said, no, I'm not going to go for him because he plays for Brighton. And that's why you picked a Southampton player. So don't play that card, Jack. You're in here with the wrong man that listens to music.
Hey, listen, I'm saying that's not what I said. I'm just saying that was all fair rationality.
Hi, Terry. How you doing? Big up to you. Hi, Rich. Nice for you to pop along. How are you, sir? So we've got a Leicester player in there at last. I've got to be honest with you. It surprises me we've got one in there. But, hey, I'll take it. Right, on the other side then, Brad. Your right midfielder come centre forward come goalkeeper. Who've you got in that position?
No, he's definitely a right mid slash right winger. There's no way he's a striker. He doesn't play that position for him. But again, the Premier League only puts wingers as forwards, and it pisses me off. But we played against him, and he was my standout player for us. I think he's one that they'll struggle to keep hold of if they don't improve in form. And it's Rafinha.
Mm-hmm.
I really do like him. I think he's obviously ridiculously quick, but I think he shows that ability to get the ball, and he picks out a clever pass. And, you know, for everything that was good for Leeds when I watched him play against us, it was coming down one side and one side only, and there's a right side, and he was always on the ball. So even though the Premier League Act says forward, it's because he's a right winger. So that's why I'm putting him there. A good shout
as well. As they said in the press, you know, is he actually too good for Leeds? And I think, you know, so far with the season, you've got to say yes. So it depends sort of how they get on for the rest of the season. Jack, which Southampton player are you trying to?
I'll go on the record. We don't have a good winger right now, so you're safe here. You're safe here. But I'm for the pure reason that every weekend I hear this sentence. Rafinha did well for my dream team this weekend, and you just can't deny it. He's just playing so well. Like you say, same for when Leeds came to Southampton. Everything they were doing was down his side. Was he playing that game? No, he wasn't. Sorry, he wasn't playing that game. My bad. But they were still going down that side, and there was nothing. And then the next game, I saw him stand that side, and he's back. And it's like that's what they are missing. And
yes,
kind of like you know, he's just wicked. Like I say, every weekend I just hear. Rafinha's done well in my dream team. I've yet to put him in because I'm stupid, and that's why I'm down the bottom. But not this time. I'll put him in the team tonight.
You don't bother with form, do you, Jack?
No, I used that wild card too early, and now I'm stuffed.
Yeah. No, it is. I mean, he was a big miss when he was out, and he's back. And everybody's speaking. I think there will be a few clubs after him. And West Ham, would you like him at West Ham?
You're going to surprise, but I'll say no. He's not a David Moyes player. He doesn't track back. Like, going forward is a dream. But if you don't work hard, even say Benrahma tracks back now. We bought him as a flair player. Pablo Fornals, all them flair players. But no, he's a great player, but doesn't fit the West Ham system. I'm going to have to agree, he is a full house, but if we're just going on form this season. But the other shout for me would have been Jarrod Bowen. For me, I think he's been on form for West Ham this season. He's got four assists and two goals. And he's if he's not playing well, West Ham don't sort of play well. He's very, very key for us.
To be fair, Daryl Bowen's probably gone a bit unmentioned because it was a bit of a weird move, wasn't it, that you got him? Because didn't you get him from Hull?
Yeah, that's correct, mate, yeah.
So, yeah, that's actually a good shout, but, yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a good player. He's a good player, but like you said, we've got Livramento behind him, so Rafinha don't need to really track back and defend. So,
oh, he will. He will.
And I can't spell Rafinha at the moment. Oh, there we go. There he is. Okay. Right, Jack, let's come to you first for one of your centre midfielders.
There's a lot to choose from. And do you know what? I'm not going to say what everyone thinks I'm going to say. I'm not going to mention him because he's not been that great this season. But the two I've got to talk about is Socek and Rice, mate, because they've been wicked, haven't they? I love the middle of your park. I love watching it. It's beautiful football. And like, it makes me a little bit jealous. But then I look at Ward-Prowse and Romeo, I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good, though.
So at the end of that, I'm not quite sure who you went for at the end of that.
I honestly want to put Rice and Socek in the middle for me. Like, if I'm choosing my two centre mids, because I just like the pairing. But I do like, what's his name for you guys? Talisman? I never know how to pronounce it.
Tillemans.
That's the one, Tillemans. That's the one.
Yeah, Tillemans is good as well.
Tillemans has been, and it seems like every time I switch on the Leicester match, he just plays wicked, and he's got some battles in him, doesn't he?
He is.
I'll save you guys the trouble. Tillemans would walk into any team, no matter what league we was doing, no matter what basis of format we was doing this off, even if we did it out of teams beginning with L, and we included Lazio and everybody else like that, and that Tillemans is getting in that midfield.
He has got the most consecutive appearances of anybody in the Premier League now.
Right, Andy, you saw what they did to me with Salasu, right? We're going to do it with them now, right? He's not going in the squad. He ain't going in this squad.
Who's your second one while we're on it then, bro? Obviously, Tillemans is one of them.
Honestly, I looked at West Ham's midfield. I looked at James Ward-Prowse's stats, and then there was one name that completely surprised me. So I kind of put him down more as a curveball, if I'm honest. He's got one of the highest passing and tackling ratios this season. He's got an English name, but he's Brazilian, and that is Alan of Everton. He's actually been really successful in the middle of the park. I kind of want to throw it. I put him down because of the curveball, and his stats surprised me. I'd probably say if he went into an underrated slash a surprising successful 11, he'd get in there. But I'm inclined to take the book on this one and see what other people's opinions are. But I just thought I'd point out the fact that Alan's actually quite successful without getting too many mentions from people. He's doing quite well this season.
That's fair news. This guy isn't biased at all. Words and pictures. Hello, sir. Welcome along. Guess which team he supports, guys, because he's gone for Rice and Souček. It's not Southampton. Yeah. Andy, interesting to see where you're going to go with this one.
For me, obviously the first one is Declan Rice. He's ill. He's withdrawn from England because he's ill. And I think that's a blessing in disguise for us as well, because I probably would have think he would have played both games for England because Southgate picks him no matter what. But no, not only is he great defensively, obviously he's putting... We've got a man in the match, not Declan Rice, so we have two match awards on our show. We've called the man of the match for Declan, and then we have other than Declan Rice as an award, because he's that good. And honestly, he is a Rolls Royce, and he's adding goals to his game. So this season, for a defensive midfielder, is not bad. 15 appearances, 3 goals and 3 assists in all competition for a CDM. So very impressive. And I'm cherishing this moment. So I think he'll still be at West Ham for another couple of years, but when he moves on, it's going to break my heart, Chris.
I think you've done well to hold on to him, because there was a lot of talk about him leaving at the start of this season. And I think the fact that you've kept hold of him for this season is a big plus. And if you do end up finishing in that top four, why would he want to move?
It's not so much that, Chris, either, as well. Obviously, the news that came out today, obviously, we had an a major shareholder, 27% come in the check, billionaire, which means the GSB's percentages have gone down a lot, and they reckon they're not going to sell until 2023 because of the deal when we move to the stadium. So you never know. I think that's the main reason he's staying, is because of the manager. But the only place I can see him going is Man City. But yeah. I don't know. Man City don't normally. I know they've spent 100 million on Grealish, but what was their record signing before that? Was it Mahrez from you, wasn't it? They don't normally spend the big cash.
I think you're right. I think Mahrez was for 60 million. It was their expensive signing. Yeah. I wonder how he feels now, Mahrez. Mm. You know, their golden signing.
I wonder how Grealish feels, 100 million, and he sat on the bench for a whole game at the weekend. Oh, those splinters. And you're the one, Andy?
He's not been mentioned, which I'm very surprised about. And obviously, I don't know if we can say it because he's on loan from a top six side, and that's Gallagher. He is smashing it. Can't I? Because he's on loan.
Because he is from a top six side, I'm afraid.
He has been wicked, though.
Is a shame, though, because he was one that has caught the eye, to be honest with you. That is a shame.
You can't sneak a top six player in by doing that, guys. But Andy, you've picked right. Who's your other centre midfield, Andy?
Well, it's like it's got to be his mate, isn't he? Soucek. It's got to be like they come as a duo. It's got to be. They come as a duo.
Oh, here we go. We're playing a duo card. All right. I've telling them about Ndidi, so we'll get them in as well. We'll have a four. We won't bother with the strikers. You have Sinchenko and Rice.
can I just say, in my notes, I literally couldn't decide between the two of them. So,
I think that's the problem, isn't it? Because I picked Tillemans pretty much over Ndidi, because if there's two players that are going to break my heart and leave my club, it's them two.
Yeah. But so far, they've won the battle against Liverpool's midfield. Obviously, you have Tottenham's. Do you know what I mean? They've done well this. So yeah, you can't break them.
Well.
Well, it's Chris. Chris has got it. Yeah.
I'm about to break it up.
No.
I feel like the nasty school teacher now. Like you go into that class, you go into that class. Alan, well, I mean, what can I say?
Alan.
In fairness, I have to stick Declan Rice in there. I'm not going to lie. I think he's having an amazing season. Like you say, I was impressed that he stayed at West Ham. And I think he makes the big difference to your team as well. Now then, the other one.
If you don't put Soucek in there, this is going to be upsetting. He's won.
You know, put Tillemans in there, it'd be upsetting. I don't know. We can even think about not putting Tillemans in. He's probably the standout.
No.
What's this Soucek doing that's so great? Is he banging them in top corners?
Hang on a second, guys. Who is Akib Tillemans?
No idea.
I mean, I always thought it was Youri Tillemans. This could be his brother. Akib Tillemans is what he's called on here. But I am going to have to put Tillemans in. And I'll tell you for why, guys. Like I said, for me, Rice is sometimes the difference for you guys, and I think he's your best player. Like you say, you have your man of the match for him. But with Leicester, Tillemans, if we don't have Tillemans playing, I mean, how he's played all the games he's played, I do not know. I really don't, because he's literally a starter, isn't he, Brad, on every game. And
he won
us the FA Cup. He scored a screamer against Brentford. He's a captain without the captain's armband. He, unfortunately, I don't think he'd be with us for long. I really do think he will probably move on at the end of the season. He hasn't signed the new contract yet. And I've got to say, if Soucek and Tillemans were both available, who would the big six clubs, if you like, go for? Who would they want to sign? I think it's Tillemans.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that. If we was doing a three midfield, I wouldn't have any arguments of both them West Ham players getting in. But because it's 4-4-2, that's why. Yeah, well, you know, just be grateful because there's definitely no Spurs players allowed in there. They're not getting here anyway, so...
No. Now, Andy, you've got to blame Rob for this, a fellow West Ham fan, because he picked the 4-4-2. So
can we change it? Can we change it?
Not now, no.
Because we could put Barnes and Rafinha. Because we could put Barnes. and Rafinha as wingers, like left wing, right wing, and bring a midfielder down, and then just have one striker.
You think this is a democracy? This is a total dictatorship here.
Right, one of my strikers is definitely not coming. I'm saying someone totally different now. Yeah.
Right, obviously. Wow. Jealousy, Brad, eh? Jealousy.
Funny enough, he might change his mind if he hears my front two first.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll tell you what then, Brad. Let's not go for both of them. Tell me one of your front two.
One of my front two, probably... You know, if I say that, you know, we've said tonight certain players that if they're missing from that squad, it's a totally different ball game. And for me, this player is so pivotal to continue, you know, hold the momentum for this team at the moment. And that player in question is Mikel Antonio. He is so unbelievably underrated and underappreciated for what he does, and he's not just doing it this season, he does it season upon season. And I have spoken to a lot of West Ham fans, and they say, when I say to them, "Oh, you're looking good this season," they go, "Yeah, but if Antonio's injured, we're screwed." And honestly, I think he's missed a few games for you this season, and that's when you've dropped points. And I think that just proves even more how good he is. And my other striker that obviously I won't mention. Is only
go for it.
I picked them both. I wasn't originally going to pick my other striker, but if you look at the goal scoring charts as well, which is what we're picking strikers for, Antonio has 6 goals and Vardy has 7. And for me, Vardy's a 34-year-old and he's got 7 goals in the Premiership. There's not many strikers over the years that have done that at this age. But for me, out of the pair of them, for consistency of doing it, Antonio for me is a solid must-stay shout for this side.
Yeah,
I'm happy to miss out on Vardy, but Antonio
I remember at the start of the season, I did a few things with some different West Ham channels, and they were saying keeping Antonio fit is the difference between them having a good or them, you know, having an average season. Andy, we'll come to you next. Your front two.
You're going to be surprised because one of them is Mikel Antonio.
I'm not surprised. Is that actually him or is that his cardboard cutout? Which one are you picking?
Well, as you said, when you come on the show after the Leicester game, what you mentioned, I think the cardboard cutout would have scored against your defence that night. You said that.
You realise now I can't spell Antonio.
No, he's fantastic, mate. He's absolutely fantastic. For what he's done, the goals don't do it justice. His assist, his hold up play.
Yeah.
Do you know
he destroyed us. I'm not going to lie, he destroyed us.
He's an absolute express train going forward. He's unreal.
Yeah. Since at the start of last season, we got a new medical team come in, and they were actually from West Brom when Slav left. And Mikel Antonio's 2 stone lighter, and is on his own training program. And touch wood, so far since then, his hamstring's not gone either. It's mad.
Quick question for you. Sorry to interrupt, Chris, but has Antonio featured for England yet?
He's Jamaican now, mate. He's in the Jamaican
squad. Yeah, he did, didn't he? I thought he was. That's what I was about to say. Has he already made that decision, or is he still because...
He played 79 minutes, and they lost to some Caribbean farmers team, so he's screwed now for the rest of his life.
Oh, wow. Southampton
to the Caribbean.
Hey.
Okay, Andy, so you've gone for Antonio. Your second one?
you may be surprised. It's not actually Vardy. The reason why is because they're both the same. They're both the same sort of striker. Like, if you think about it, they're both running behind and they both score goals. The one who I've partnered with him, who I think would be great, is actually Jimenez from Wolves. Since he's come back from his injury, he's been outstanding. And the other close one would be Edouard from Palace as well, because that's a player I wanted the club to get, and he's smashing it for them as well.
I'm there with Brad. I mean, you know, there was rumours about us being linked with Edouard, and yeah, he's had a couple of good games, but I don't think he's actually gone out and scored 4 in one game, has he, Brad?
No, he's not. And you know, and you don't always score goals past Manchester United either and get 5 in 2 games like Daka. But, I mean, Jimenez is a great shout. I mean, that was a horrendous injury. So it was great to know he was okay and he was going to be able to play football again. And even when you knew that news, you never knew if Jimenez was going to come back. So I think Jimenez is a really good shout. I'm happy. I never want to see a player lose their career to an injury like that, no matter who they play for. I don't care. It's not a rivalry when it's a career at stake. So I'm glad he's come back and he's found his form that he had before that head injury. So yeah, the Jimenez is a good shout. If Dak could have done 4 goals in the Premier League and not against Moscow, I would be vouching maybe for Dak over Vardy. But
you've got he's not hit his form yet. He's the one who I wanted. I wanted Dak. He's absolutely unreal. But obviously, he's the Vardy replacement, isn't he? Pretty much, he knows that.
Yeah, because they're also very like for like. We've actually probably figured out, haven't we, Chris? Because Leicester fans weren't sure. But from the way they both play, they run off the shoulder of the last defender. If it's going to be 2 up front, we know Nacho is going to be getting picked, which is probably good for Nacho. He does deserve it. But it will be Vardy and Daka that swap over because they do play similarly style and he's lightning quick.
Right. So, Andy, it's down to you, unless I overrule you again. I'm just checking to see if there's a Southampton striker in the goal scoring charts at the moment.
You mean Jack? You called him Andy.
Andy, did I? Sorry, Jack. Sorry.
You've just been disrespected this show. Like it's like I've votes don't count. Now you call me the wrong name. Anyway, up top it's Shea Adams and Adam Armstrong. Don't know why we're arguing that. I think everything I'm about to say is a bit boring because of course Antonio's got to go up top because he's been wicked this season and he's just there's no point saying any more about him, is there? He's wicked.
It's
that other side.
He deserves to go in, and you can't, you know.
Yeah.
You can't say. He virtually destroyed us on his own, you know.
But yeah,
then the other right. This could be interesting then, Jack.
I know, right? It's I think there's some mentions. I think Ivan Toney's been wicked this season. I think coming up with Bradford, I think he scored some belters and they've had some great games, and it, you know, and in those games, the Liverpool game, he was great. Arsenal game was loads of fun. So you know, he should get a big mention. Yeah. But I'm gonna go with Jimenez as well. I think we did what it was. It was when there was a draw. I can't remember which game it was, but he went up for a header, pinged it wide, and he just took that headband off, and he's like, right, that I'm scoring this game now. I was like, yeah. Oh, he's a monster. He's an animal. He's taking off his headgear to win a match. Just, all right, let's go. And then, annoyingly, when Southampton played Wolves, it was one of those games where you're just waiting for the striker on the pitch to do something. You know, if it was Vardy that game, he would have done it. If it was Danny Ings, he would have done it. And it was Jimenez that did it. And I think Jimenez is just impressive. It's, you know, as impressive as it is as Jamie Vardy still smashing it away at 34. I feel Jimenez has got room to go. Vardy's still playing peak Vardy, but Jimenez can do more. It's coming.
I was tempted with Vardy because he is second in fairness in the goal scoring charts. But you know, even Brad had to admit that Jimenez is let's face it, had he probably not had that injury, he'd have probably been scoring a lot more. So. I think he deserves to be on there. So sorry, Jamie.
That's a good team, though. I've just looked over that again. Yeah. That is a really good side, to be fair. Yeah.
Just to say that, you know, I did overrule you with Tielemans, but I'm not overruling you with Jamie Vardy. So just, you know, I am being fair. But yeah, I think, guys, I think looking at that team, you know, you've got Martinez in goal, back four with Walker, Peters, Dunk, Zuma, and I can't pronounce it either. Livramento.
Yeah.
Just say God, mate. It's easier. Just God.
Simple. God. Yeah, God there. Rafinha, Rice, and of course the Leicester pairing, Tielemans and Barnes. And I'm sorry, guys, but for me, Tielemans, he will eventually, and he will end up at a massive club. And he's still only young. I mean, I don't know if you know how old he is, Brad, but you know, he's not that old. And I think if he goes, you know, when he gets his move, which he will do, unfortunately, he's going to be massive when he gets into one of the big clubs. And Antonio up front, I've got to say, you know, unreal, and Jimenez, a good 11 that would give any of the top six a run for their money.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, just of what you've just said there, Chris, in terms of, you know, Tielemans getting into pretty much any big side, if you want, and not just in the Premier League, you're probably talking globally. I think if you know, because we probably built, apart from maybe a few names in there, there's probably a few under-the-radar players, as I like to call them. You know, we probably all support clubs where we're used to our players going under the radar as well. But I would say, if you especially look at his record for when he's fit, I would say that when the day comes that Ronaldo leaves Manchester United, I would particularly see that they would go in for Mikel Antonio. I honestly think he's good enough to do that line at that job. I think he's a player that deserves an opportunity to prove himself at that level. And I'm sorry if that pains you, mate, but I honestly do rate him that well.
No, we have to take our tinted glasses off at some point, don't we?
I'm accepting that with, to be honest, I'm sort of accepting that with Zuma as well. I can see not a Premier League club coming in for him, and someone abroad like an Italian side or a Spanish. So we've got, someone like that. That's the one who I fear. But because like you said, this
wouldn't he? You'd have connections with that Timore, is it?
Yeah. So no, we've got, like you said, this just proves this is why the Premier League's the best team in the world, because you can see flipping. Do you remember 2 years ago when Norwich didn't get three wins, but they beat Man City? Like anyone can beat anyone in this league, so it's mad.
Yeah, and this season anybody can beat Norwich, well except Brentford, I guess. But one thing we haven't done yet, the most important job, and I'm going to let Jack go first on this one because I know he's going to put. I know who he's going to put forward for this, but manager.
How can you lose 9-0 twice and still keep your job by being the best manager in the league? Just full stop. He's just the best, isn't he? He's just the best. And now he's wearing those waistcoats. He's unstoppable. He's unstoppable. He looks like a next catalogue model. He's beautiful. Beautiful.
Anything you want to tell us or share with us? I mean, you know, he's gone for the Gareth Southgate look, which is probably not the most popular look he could have gone for. But you are seriously going for... I can't even say it. Ralph Lauren used to be the name that he used to have. But now it's
old Alpine Klopp, my friend. I want Alpine Klopp.
I'll tell you why he's going for that. It's not because you can lose 0-0 and still keep job. It's because you can lose 0-0 twice and Liverpool won't steal him.
Exactly. And that's why you know he's great. But no, do you know what? The state of managers in this league right now is ridiculous, isn't it? It is like... You look at all the names that are in this league, top to bottom, it's just ridiculous. But
there's my doubt.
But I just love Ralph. I think for what he's doing for us, and what he's getting out of a squad, I'm you know what? I'm happy to know that I'm going to lose this round. That's fine.
Whatever makes you think that.
But I'm going to say it. Ralph Hasenhüttl.
Is that a serious one there, Brad?
Yeah, it is. Everybody, including myself, has to eat humble pie. Crystal Palace hired Vieira, and we all thought, oh, it's another debacle. They're going to be winless come this time. They're going to get to November, they're going to have no points, and they're going to be asking Roy Hodgson to come back out of retirement and save them and hire, you know, Sam Allardyce and everything. We've seen Lampard fail at a club. We've seen all these other... Ollie is not very well liked. Arteta, we've seen all these player managers. Rooney's another one. They think they can do it, but they can't. But Vieira, he educated himself. He went around. He spent six solid years working very strongly at it. And he took the Crystal Palace job when everybody laughed Vieira out of that job. Even Crystal Palace fans probably didn't want Vieira in charge of their club. Look at him. We nearly put their goalkeeper in goal. I'm surprised we didn't actually come up with more players for them. I know you threw out Zaha, to be fair, as well, Jack, didn't you? And yeah. Honestly, I think if you're looking at manager, it would be easy to say David Moyes for obvious reasons because they're where they are in the league. And I would be totally fine if Moyes wins it. But I'm thinking in terms of, you know, we argue sometimes that a manager of the year is awarded to the one who wins the league and not who did the best considering what they've got available to them, i.e., you know, you could say, you know, Brendan Rodgers with Leicester. Well, he won the FA Cup, but he wasn't manager of the year, but he won it with that squad. But you know what I mean? Because Pep Guardiola is a fraud, he always seems to win it. And for me, everybody was against Patrick Vieira doing well. And for me, if you're talking, you look at the manager and the squad they've got and the experience they are got as a manager, who's the best manager outside the top six? It has to be Patrick Vieira for me, because he has exceeded probably even his own expectations for what he's done in the early stages of his career. And we're doing this right now. Now, in May, might not be the case, but right now, Patrick Vieira is outshining every other manager for what they're expected to do.
I would argue with that, but I'll come on to that in a second. Andy, which way are you going to go?
Your manager, Chris, Brendan Rodgers.
Wow,
he's unreal. When he was at, before David come back, that was a manager I wanted. Or even before he went to you, I knew what kind of manager he would be, and he hasn't proved us wrong. Obviously, he's won you trophies as well, and the team what we've picked, he's the best suited manager to do it. We're not going to be, with that team, you're not going to be playing. We're just going to be attacking them. We're not going to be defending. So Moyes is the Moyes set up. We've not really got the Moyes type players for that team. So that's the main reason. Moyes deserves it, like whatever, yeah. Like what was said. But for this team, it doesn't suit him.
Right. Okay. Now I wasn't expecting that. I've got to be honest with you. Looking at those three, Jack, I love your loyalty. I do love your loyalty, but
is he not, are you not choosing Ralph?
Well, to me, Ralph, I mean, he has...
Can't we pick Steve Bruce to make it fair?
Unfortunately, he's not.
Dean Smith.
Southampton job if Ralph ever leaves. His favourite for one of the jobs, Ralph, I don't know which one it is, but it has been mentioned with one of those clubs.
Yeah, but that's on Sky, so let's
Don't worry about it. So the thing with Ralph is I always do feel he is just one win away from a 9-0 thrashing. But the fact that he's come back from those, and that says an awful lot for him, and credit where credit's due. First of all, credit where it's due to the board, because I think to stick with a manager that's had 2 9-0s is guts in itself these days. You know, you get sacked for less at bloody Spurs, don't you? You know, but so credit to the board, but credit for him for, you know, a lot of teams were disintegrated after a defeat like that. And I go back to Leicester when we lost to Wycombe Wanderers. We didn't lose 9-0, but we lost to them in the cup and our season went totally and utterly tits up. I can't give it to Ralph because, like I say, I just feel he is that one game away from a disaster, to put it bluntly. Vieira, it was very passionate, Brad. He's only literally played 11 games in as manager in the English team. He's only won three. You know, we're building him up a little bit like a Graham Potter.
I would just say it's because of the surprise. We've seen all these failed
good point. I thought he was going to completely cock it up and they'd be back down the bottom again. But I can't really give it to him because it's early days. Moisey was... I thought you would go for Moisey, and I would have probably not totally disagreed with you because, again, I think the fact that he's come back in when, in fairness, most West Ham fans didn't want him, and he's stuck at it, and he kept you up the first time. This time, you know, I thought last season for West Ham was a one-off, and I expect you to be back down there this season, you know, where you normally are. In fairness, and he's done really, really well. And I would have said, you know, it was a fair shout. But I have to agree, for me, with what he's achieved constantly, I've got to give it to Brendan. I really, really do.
Reasoning for not going for Moyes and going for the outside one is, to be fair, this isn't actually a shock with the Moyes achieving this. Everybody seems to forget what he did at Everton. He was great for Everton. I'm not surprised he's doing so well for
did
West Ham.
Did he win anything at Everton, though?
No, but you consider that they went through the dross period under Walters where they were surviving relegation. You know, it was actually carbon copy of West Ham. You guys were 16th, 15th, 17th, and then all of a sudden... Now you're in your Europa League. Everton were no similar in the 90s until Moyes steadied the ship and then got them into Europe a few times. So I've already seen it happen. So that's why I just chose to pick someone different and didn't want to.
Yeah, no. If I'm honest, like I said, it would be nice because Man United bottled it last year. It'll be nice for an English team to actually win Europa League. And I've said it to Chris, but like obviously when West Ham and Leicester play each other. Obviously, my loyalty is going to be West Ham, and if I had to pick another team to win Europa League, it would be Leicester. Obviously, if it's not West Ham, so
I think you got to the other question you've got to ask yourselves, guys: is out of those three managers, which one is consistently linked with a move away? If you like, you know, if there's a vacancy,
Ralph is currently being linked with clubs. I mean,
one.
Depends how closely to a 9-0 it is, because if it's far away from it, Ralph, most of the time.
This is true. I'll give you the fact of that. But no, you know, Rodgers is the one in demand, and I think that's kind of...
Sorry to interrupt, Chris. Did this one make you laugh, yeah? It's not one of the big Man United clubs. They went, Joe would be a good replacement for Ollie. Moyes, they said Moyes. It's fucking hilarious, isn't it?
I've heard that. That's ridiculous.
Perfect.
He wasn't given a chance, and he was given a hot potato because I think Fergie knew what he was doing. He'd somehow got a tune out of those players that last season won the league, but he knew they were past the sell by date, and it was a struggle. And he got out at the right time, you know. But I do have to go for Brendan Rodgers, I'm afraid. What a team and what a manager. And we got everybody should be happy. We've all got players in there. You know, I'm sorry about Ralph, Jack. Forgive me, you know.
He's assistant.
We'll give him assistance. Two very smartly dressed managers.
Be a top looking sergeant. You've got no doubt about that.
Words and best pictures. Dress. Thank you very much. Good show as always, Chris and Brad. Good to see you, Andy. And nice to meet you, Jack.
Nice to meet you too, brother.
Even in that shirt.
Hey.
I had to get one last dig in. Maisie from Devils United TV, who gave me the idea for this show, because she was the one that was doing the top six team of the players team. So
she's the one that you were dissing at the beginning. She was the one that you were saying was is terrible. That's the one you were talking about at the beginning. Okay, cool.
shush. Go back and watch it, Maisie. I wasn't saying any such thing. And it's good to see you've got out of your hole and you've been able to join us. Don't ask.
Bring up the carrots.
No. Fashionably late. Well, I just hope you got a note from your mother. That's all I will say. But no, as a looking at that team, it's a really good team. And I think that would give that team itself would give any of the top six sides a run for the money.
Oh, yeah. Declan Rice and Tielemans are going to be working hard because no way are they tracking back them other players, are they? Really? To be fair.
You should have gone for Ndidi. I'm sorry, you had your chance. You missed it. You know? Dorco says, am I too late? Yes, you are, because we're just about to go. But thanks for popping on anyway. You can catch it up on Leicester Till I Die TV. Andy, thank you very much for popping on right at the last minute and digging me out of the shit, although I must admit it was the shit that a fellow West Ham fan dropped me in. Rob, if you're watching, I'm joking, but yeah, he dropped me in it. He has only just got home, he's messaged me. But Rob,
no, it's fine.
Thanks for coming on, mate. I'm going to see you on Monday because we're going to be doing a bit of a
Andy, not Rob.
Well, Andy, I'm bad with names. I'm bad with names. Yeah. Even if you've got it up the bottom, I can't see it. Don't you, Lee? Anyway. No, man, I am bad with names.
No,
really
it's fine,
am.
Mate. It's fine.
I've got to get it right on Monday because I'm on your show on Monday. What are we doing on Monday night, mate?
Yeah, I know. I've got some stick already, Chris, haven't I, for doing it. I want to compare and get your insight because I do remember, because obviously that was the last year at Upton Park as well, which was a good season for West Ham. So what I want to do is compare the current West Ham side to the side what you went on to Leicester. Everyone's saying it's like the same sort of run, and we've actually got one more point than what you had when you went on to win. Not that a point make, well, it could make a difference at the end, but no, I just want your input. Like you said, we'll be comparing like Fabianski to Kasper Schmeichel, Vardy to Antonio. Like you said, they're both obviously Danny Drinkwater and Kante versus Souček and Rice. I'm really looking forward to it, mate.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know if you can hear me actually. Let me, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, mate.
Yeah, give your channel a shout out, and then people know where to get you at 7 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm at West Ham United, but Chris has kindly put it in the description as well. Yeah, you can find us on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and if anyone is into fantasy football league, we do a weekly show. Well, I don't do it. My colleague Jazz, who runs the channel with me, he does it with another friend of the channel because I can't do fantasy. And you can even join our league. I know it's not just West Ham fans who are in it, and they talk about their teams and they have a competition against each other. So you can go and give that a watch as well if you're not doing anything.
Mate. Thanks for coming on, mate. It's been
no worries, mate.
I look forward to Monday night. I'll see you at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Let's get nice over one. There, guys, and give it some support. Cheers.
Nice
now.
One, gents. Take care. Cheers, gents. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, let me bring this gentleman in. If I'm pressing the right buttons, which I'm not doing. There we are. We're all there. Jack, I know I take the wee out of your shirt. The beard is looking very good.
Thanks, there, guys. The Turkish barber next door to the shop's been shut for the week, so...
I go to Turkish barbers as well.
That's because the boys. That's because the boys sort you out. You know, once you've had a head massage, a full face massage from a Turkish man, there's no going back. There's really, really not.
I could say the same about an ear wax and a nose wax, but
exactly. That's the thing. Pure entertainment. You've never laughed more when you've seen a man get his nose hairs ripped out. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's painful. I tell you what, the first time I had one, I had great sympathy with women and Brazilians. I tell you, that's what they go through.
I thought that the first time I got a Brazilian. So,
On that note, give your channels a shout out. Where can people find you, sir? And as always, it's been a pleasure to have you on.
Oh, it's been always fun coming to see you guys. Yeah, come visit us at Match Day Vlogs. We're in the description. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. We've just hit 1 million likes on TikTok, apparently. I don't know what that means. Wow. Apparently it's good. All I know is that we're doing better than the Portsmouth channel. That's all that matters. It's all that matters in life. As long as you're doing better than Portsmouth, you're doing okay in life. So, yeah, Just come visit us, Matchday Vlogs.
I don't understand. I watch TikTok, but I have no idea how you do it or anything at all.
Neither do I. That's why Mike does it. I'm the untalented one.
Yeah. No. Brad, Instagram King. I might have to sub that to him as well.
No, hey, not a chance. I'm not
I'd say
that,
good luck for the season, Jack, but you know I wouldn't mean it. Yeah, you're coming up behind us. I don't know when we play you, actually. It could be a way off, but it's been a pleasure. It's always a laugh to have you on, and I thank you so much for doing that, sir.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
You take care. All the best, mate. Stay safe.
See you later, boys. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks to Jack there. Great. Brad. And then there was two.
I know, right?
What am I going to do? I'm going to have like 4, 5, 6 days without you.
I know. I'm going to be bored. Boring.
Yeah. We could always do an England 11.
Oh no, we want to get viewers, mate.
Yeah, this is true. Brad, as always, mate. I mean, I've seen you literally. What was it? Sunday? Did I see you? Yeah, Sunday, yeah. Monday, twice on Monday. I think it was Tuesday and today.
Yeah, we were a few days short of doing a Craig David in 7 days.
Exactly. People will start to talk about us.
You'll message me at about 3 o'clock and say, can you come on this show? I've got a show idea. So who knows?
And I know you love it. Dorco says, what is a Brazilian? It's something to do with nuts, mate. That's all I know. Anyway, Brad, take care, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Mate, I enjoyed it. That was fun.
Brilliant. And I will see you soon at some point, no doubt.
Yeah, don't worry. I don't stay away for too long.
Cheers, mate. Take care.
Laters.
Thanks a lot. Thanks to Brad. Always a pleasure to have him on. Thanks, Terry, for that. Hope you enjoyed that. It was a bit of a laugh. I was going to say we just picked 11, I think, decent players there, to be honest with you. And going on form as well. As much as I would like to have had a few more Leicester players in, it was never going to happen at the moment, was it? But there we go. Okay, I don't know when we're back. We're back Monday, obviously, on the West Ham United channel, 7 o'clock on Monday. We're on that with Andy there. He got his name right. And then Tuesday, X on the pitch. I may do another show before then. Who knows? You can't keep me away. But guys, thanks to everybody that's been in the chat for coming on and supporting us. And thanks to the three guys, Andy, Jack and Brad, who have joined me tonight for the show. Have a really good weekend. Enjoy shopping with the missus. You know you want to when there's international football on. That's how bad England are. Take care, stay safe, guys, and I'll see you very, very soon. Good night.
Hello, Matt Elliott here. Be sure to watch Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube and follow all their social media platforms for the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favourite podcast platform or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.